This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
One of the highest flyers in this country's fracking boom is crashing and crashing hard. Chesapeake Energy, the second biggest producer of natural gas that we have, has seen its stock crater 15% in just the past 2 days. And it's not just equity we're talking about here either. Chesapeake bondholders are getting out as well. It is, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports from the Sustainability Desk, a story partly of industry-wide oversupply, but also partly one of too much debt.
When you're a $3.4 billion company and you owe $11 billion, and then you borrow some more, it makes people nervous. Chesapeake Energy the last few days has seen its stocks and its bonds plunge, and it's seen a surge in bets that it will default on its debt. Rob Thummel is with Tortoise Capital Advisors in Kansas City.
There's a large number of investors who are concerned about the ability for certain companies to be able to repay their debt, and they are basically trying to profit off potentially the company's inability to do that.
Most natural gas drillers are hurting from oversupply and low prices. If winter is warmer, as predicted, low demand for gas heat will hurt even more. But Chesapeake is particularly in hock. Early on in the fracking boom of the past decade, it went on a land grab, buying up drill leases with borrowed money, says Mike Briard in Dallas at Hodges Capital Management.
Several years ago, Wall Street, you know, the more acreage, the better. And why don't you borrow more money and drill more wells? And now it's, you idiot, why did you borrow all that money?
Now the company is under new management. Founder Aubrey McClendon has left and is trying to pay off its debt. But right now, everything it has to sell, oil, gas, land, fetches little. So it's trying to hold its assets through the winter. Analyst Jason Wangler is with Wunderlich Securities in Houston.
The bottom line is you try to survive to get through this downturn, however long it is, which of course nobody really knows, and get to the other side to where hopefully prices will recover.
Prices that are the lowest in 3.5 years. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.